And now here's Marianne to introduce our fourth selection of news stories.
We now turn to some forthcoming events. The Norwich and Norfolk Festival Welcome Weekend will run from the 10th to the 12th of May. A new Norwich Magical Mystery Tour will take place once a month, and a Taverham bagpiper will be playing in the city and around the country. If you are feeling peckish, there'll be afternoon teas at the Last from mid-May, or you can try Britain's best cake at the Two Magpies Bakery. John will start with news of the start of the festival.
Yes, the festival is putting on free events across Norwich next month as it returns for another year. The Norfolk and Norwich Festival Welcome Weekend is running from May the 10th to May the 12th, with performances ranging from theatre and dance to circus and comedy. The completely free weekend will kick off with the huge Mo and the Red Ribbon puppet roaming the streets of Norwich. And that event will begin at 9 p.m. on May the 10th, and it starts at Westgate near John Lewis. Festival director Daniel Brine said, "We're excited by the depth, democracy and diversity of this year's programme. There's an exciting blend of international acts, including premieres and new commissions. There'll be fun for the whole family as the weekend hosts performances from Raggle Taggle Arts, No Fit State Circus, Mechanimal, Bureau of Silly Ideas, and others. There'll be a diverse range of pantomime flair, live music, light shows, circus acts, acrobats, VR, and more. The event is non-ticketed and completely free. The Norfolk and Norwich Festival 2024 runs from May the 10th to May the 26th.
Norwich's dark past is being revealed on a walking tour, which will take place once a month for the rest of the year. Paul Dixon is a well-known tour guide, with over 20 walks currently, all related to Norfolk or Norwich in some way. Norwich on the Dark Side is a walking tour that spans an hour and a half, beginning at Erpingham Gate and concluded at the market. Tickets to Norwich on the Dark Side and all of Mr. Dixon's tours are available on his website from £9.
A bagpiper's dreams are becoming a reality as she prepares to perform a tribute tour around the country for the heroes of D-Day. Denise McRae Ramsbottom's journey begins on Sunday at Sandringham, where she will play the first of 10 Highland Laddie renditions as part of the countdown to the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Beginning at exactly 8 a.m. each morning, she will perform the haunting song at locations including Buckingham Palace, Windsor Castle, Norwich Castle and Somerleyton Hall during the 10-day vigil. It will be a dream come true for Denise, a biomedical scientist who lives in Taverham. And she said, "It was a chance meeting with a pipe band drummer that led me to learning the instrument here in Norfolk around 14 years ago. Denise will be playing at Norwich Castle at 8 a.m. on Sunday, May the 5th.
A Norwich restaurant that recently reopened under new ownership is introducing afternoon tea with everything made in-house. Mother and son team Joanna and Sebastian Taylor have been at the helm of The Last at St. George's Street since March this year. The menu has both British and French influences, with Sunday lunch also available. It will be served in the neighbouring cafe space called Taylor's at The Last, every Thursday to Saturday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. It includes finger sandwiches, savoury vol-au-vent, sweets and savoury scones, cakes and pastries, and unlimited tea, with a choice of 14 different blends, for £35 per person.
And in a similar vein, an artisan bakery with branches across East Anglia has claimed a top prize in the National Cake Awards. The salted caramel and almond brownie created by Two Magpies Bakery was crowned Britain's Best Cake at a ceremony in Birmingham. The winning brownie stood out amongst more than 130 products at the awards, which aims to discover the best sweet creations from bakeries across the UK.